Phone Buddy Speaks, episode 878, Apple Watch Jailbreak. In news that should surprise no one that actually pays attention and understands how this stuff works, the Apple Watch has been hacked to run arbitrary code. Well, it's a computer. Of course it's going to be able to run arbitrary code. A very popular developer who's been known for jailbreaking the iPhone has successfully done it with the Apple Watch, at least according to a video that he apparently posted. It showed him running a web browser on the Apple Watch. Now, that's kind of not the point, right? It's what it really comes down to is that no matter what, right, anything that runs software can be changed, right? Whether it's Apple wants it or not, or whether whoever makes it, right? If there's software on the device that can be changed in some way, shape, or form, there will be ways to hack it. And I'm sure even with hardware, you can always make hardware do something that wasn't designed to do just by changing some bit or piece of it, because there's a lot of little components that come together. So this doesn't surprise me. And in fact, I suspect that at some point we'll see. We'll see a jailbreak of the Apple Watch. It wouldn't surprise me. And but now Apple, of course, themselves say that they have an SDK that they're working on for the Apple Watch. So so at some point there'll be some legitimate way to do it. And so this vaguely reminds me of the original iPhone when it came out. Remember, the iPhone couldn't run applications on it other than the ones that that Apple had put on the device, and they decided to open up an SDK in the App Store and that kind of thing. And so people wrote apps for it. And I mean, you can't sort of run things now on the Apple Watch, but it involves having, being paired with an iPhone and I guess stuff being pushed that way. So it'll be different, right? And again, I don't know, I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, at this point, it's depends on how he convinced the Apple Watch to run arbitrary code. I'm guessing. I don't even want to speculate, actually. But I mean, the fact that he did it, I mean, he's a hacker. But those kinds of things are going to happen. And you have to be aware of anything, right, that's got software on it. Quite honestly, that's one of the reasons, certain devices as much as I'm into my mobile phones and stuff, I'm very much into certain devices being very, very dumb. Televisions are a great example of that. I don't want a smart television. I just want something that is a big, dumb screen. And, I'll leave the smarts, somewhere else that can be easily updated. That's the problem with embedding certain software on certain kinds of devices. It can get rapidly out of date, and certain devices just will never get updated as a result. So, but again, this whole thing, the Apple Watch getting hacked, I'm kind of a yeah, so what? I don't know that anybody's Apple Watch at the moment is at risk of something, but at least the few of you that have it. This should be no shock, and I fully expect a jailbreak to be occurring. Sooner than Apple wants it, for sure. We've seen the proof of concept. Can anybody else create it? Well, we don't know yet. But the COMEX is very very smart. I'm sure we'll see more about it in the coming days, weeks, and months. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.